In focus today, reporting from Iraq has proven to be a deadly job. More than 40 reporters have been killed in the 19 months since the start of the war. The security situation has grown so perilous in recent months that several areas of the country are virtually inaccessible to Western reporters. VOA's Letizia Hoke has more.
Wall Street Journal reporter Farnaz Fasihi sparked a debate in the United States when her private email leaked to the press last month. She wrote what only her friends were supposed to read.
I can't go grocery shopping anymore, can't eat in restaurants, can't strike a conversation with strangers, can't look for stories, can't drive in anything but a full armored car, can't go to scenes of breaking news stories, can't be stuck in traffic, can't speak English outside, can't take a road trip.
Dexter Filkins published a similar report in the New York Times, describing Iraq as a shrinking country for journalists.
Village by village, block by block, the vast and challenging land that we entered in March 2003 has shriveled into a medieval city-state. A grim and edgy place where the only question is how much more territory we will lose tomorrow.
Joel Campagna of the Committee to Protect Journalists, an international press freedom organization based in New York City, says car bombings, mines, stray bullets, and increasingly frequent kidnapping have limited the freedom of movement in Iraq.
It's simply too dangerous for reporters to go out and cover news events the way they did, for example, last year when there was an explosion or a bombing. Instinctively, journalists would go and try to head to the scene of a news event. Nowadays, that's not happening. And when journalists do go out, it is with considerable calculation about their security, about how safe it is.
Mr. Campagna says many freelance reporters have left the country fearing for their safety, and news media have scaled back the number of correspondents they send to Iraq. Marjorie Miller, foreign editor of the Los Angeles Times, says her paper currently has 4 reporters in Iraq, 3 in Baghdad and 1 embedded with the United States Army. She says the kidnapping of 2 Italian aid workers and American and British contractors from their homes prompted the paper to move its journalists from a private house to a guarded hotel in central Baghdad. She adds the lack of security has also affected how reporters do their work.
They're definitely more confined than they were many months ago. For example, we used to be able to routinely drive to Najaf, which gave you a view on the ground as well as the view in Najaf. Recently, we have to fly in by helicopter, and so you can't get as clear a sense of what's going on between Baghdad and Najaf, and then you pretty much have to go in and stay a short time and get out.
The foreign editor of the Los Angeles Times says it takes more time and more people to get in-depth stories. Iraqi stringers are employed more often to contribute reports from the field.
There are areas where they can go that we don't feel comfortable going, and they go in armed with a lot of questions and the context of the story that we're writing, and they do some of the on-the-ground reporting for us. And then we wait for the right opportunity to go somewhere.
However, Iraqi reporters are not much safer, notes Joel Campagna of the Committee to Protect Journalists.
Statistically, what we're seeing is increasing risk for Iraqi employees of media organizations. And if we look at the number of journalists killed in 2003, we saw 13 journalists were killed in action in 2003. The majority of those were Western journalists, foreign correspondents working for international news organizations. In 2004, 20 journalists have been killed, and of that, 16 of them have been Iraqis.
Mr. Campagna says news coverage from Iraq has become so expensive that only major media organizations can afford to send reporters there. When they venture out of Baghdad, it is usually under the protection of the U.S. Army. Some observers say this makes coverage of Iraq incomplete. Independent reporter Lorna Tychastup spent about 12 weeks in Iraq over the past year.
If you don't live out with the people, if you're not eating the food, if you're not traveling in the neighborhoods, if you're not breathing the same air, how are you going to know what the truth is of the Iraqi experience?
In November last year, Time magazine and ABC News joined forces to survey people all over Iraq on how their lives had changed since the toppling of Saddam Hussein. Observers say that scope of reporting is almost impossible now. For Focus, I'm Zlatica Hoc.